The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
State Senator Gene Yaw. Hi, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. I saw that you were, you know, among other things, talking about energy choice in Pennsylvania, talking about jobs and those all-important energy jobs, all things Pennsylvania, and just wanted to have that conversation about, you know, trying to lower our energy costs and where you stand on that one. I know that you had proposed some legislation, and so I know you had something to say about that.
Yes, and thank you. Interestingly, your comments about Senator McCormick, I've talked to Senator McCormick. Well, I talked to him at numerous times when he was a candidate, and even since then, since he's been elected, I've talked to him, and I've talked to his staff, and I think we're pretty much on the same page as to where we need to go in Pennsylvania. Some of the things that are, I don't know what part of energy you want to talk about. You want to talk about the gas industry? You want to talk about electricity? I think probably the biggest issue that we have involves electricity. Mm-hmm. And it results as where we stand in the PJM grid. And for those who don't know, PJM is the regional transmission operator, which is the grid operator for 13 states plus the District of Columbia. And it includes states all the way out to, I think, Illinois is part of it. But the amount of electricity that goes into the grid, I think the last number I saw is 27%. Of all the electric power that goes into that grid serving 67 million people comes out of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the largest exporter of electric energy in the country, and it is, needless to say, it's a big business in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and we need to do more. That's the bottom line, is we need to do more. We need to increase our capacity. Even though Pennsylvania has excess generation capacity right now, if we want to maintain that position and be a real player in the electric grid, we need to increase our capacity. Actually, we should have been building years ago, and that's mm-hmm. one of the problems that we have right now.
And Senator Gene Yaw here in Pennsylvania, you know, just this month, I mean, you had a very busy month as we think about this. So, number one, you have, because you're also on the Senate Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, among other many other committees you're on, but I saw that you were, you know, pushing for responsible solar development. So not against solar, but just that it's responsible. At the same time, you want to make sure that landowners are respected and not walked all over. And then as well, pushing forth, you know, energy reforms and maybe thinking about those distribution charges that we all, because everything's itemized now, and you know, so the all the fees that we have, and thinking about as well, like you're saying, with energy, with regard to electricity, and I mean, my God, I look through all the different things that just this month, talking about energy choices for consumers and protecting those energy sources, because I think a lot of times, let's face it, they try to push out the competition.
That's true. We have a couple of bills, and I think you're exactly right. I'm not against any form of energy, but I think we have to be realistic as to what energy, which source really serves the needs that we need to address at the time. And you know, we have a bill. Your observation is correct. The solar decommissioning. I don't want to see landowners get stuck 25 years down the road with 100 acres of solar panels. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's a problem. And yeah, most of this goes on farmland, you know, and I don't want to see that landowner at the time get stuck with decommissioning. And what do you do with a 100 acres worth of solar panels? There would be thousands of them.
Yeah.
And the whole infrastructure, that's one issue. The other is you're correct, energy choice. And I think that any homeowner should have the right to make their own choice. If they want to use electricity as their major energy source, fine. If they want to use gas, that's fine. They want to use propane. I don't really care.
And
I just think that the government should not be dictating what energy choice an individual needs to make.
Because, I'm referring to Senate Bill 311, 311, that's the energy choice Senate bill. It would, in other words, it would limit these municipalities from perhaps banning a specific type of fuel source. Can you explain what that means? When the bill, I was looking through it and it talks about being fuel neutral. What does that
right.
mean?
Well, I got the idea, frankly, from watching television one night, and this happened in California. There was one of the municipalities, and I don't remember whether it was San Francisco or L.A. or one of the municipalities there, one of the cities, banned any future gas hookups of any kind, natural gas hookups, meaning no more gas stoves, no more gas, the air conditioner, no more gas heat, no more gas anything. And I thought, wait a minute, if somebody did that in Pennsylvania, first of all, considering that we're the second largest natural gas producer in the country, that's kind of contrary to the interests of our state. And I thought, well, but we didn't want to favor anything. I don't want to favor gas. I just, as I said earlier, I just leave that choice up to the homeowner. Now, in my Senate district, there are 168 municipal government entities. Can you imagine 168 different interpretations of what these people can use? I mean, how would we ever have a network, or how would we ever have any productive system to deliver any kind of energy, even electricity or any of these things? So it's like it just made no sense to me where California was gone. And I think fortunately that particular effort in California was overturned by an appellate court. But I thought, okay, we still need to verify here in Pennsylvania that we don't want every municipality saying we're going to change all these things or we're going to dictate what you can do. And our bill is very specific. It does not affect the municipality's planning code. So these municipalities can still do a lot with regard to the development in their particular areas.
So I know that there was a lot of reaction as far as Governor Shapiro, and I've been reporting on this even from, January, when the governor unveiled that so-called the lightning plan. And they said, the idea here, returning, this would be revenue that would be returned to Pennsylvanians. And it all sounded great. As we look at now the PACER program here in Pennsylvania that Governor Shapiro has really pushed that through, there are many who say that these energy proposals are not good for Pennsylvanians as far as economically. What do you see here, as I know the back and forth continues, but under PACER, what do you see here, and how do you mitigate perhaps your criticism or Pennsylvanians' criticism of a PACER plan?
Well, PACER, if I'm not mistaken, that's the that's similar to REGI. It's the Pennsylvania version of REGI, which is Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and the constitutionality of that idea was argued about a month ago, earlier this month, earlier in May, before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And I have had generators tell me that as long as REGI is hanging over their head, and now PACER, they're not going to invest one nickel in generation capacity in Pennsylvania. And I don't blame them, because my recollection is the first time or the last time that the REGI idea was incorporated into the budget, it was $800 million. that's an $800 million tax on ratepayers in Pennsylvania. And it's like, wait a minute. I asked this question at a hearing about Reggie and how it worked, and the same thing for Pacer, the same thing is appropriate. It's like, how much does Pennsylvania have to pay into this program in order to get back, you know, these millions of dollars that we're talking about? And if we're talking about an $800 million, and I ask the question, does that mean we have to pay in $1 billion? Why are we doing this? And the same thing with Pacer. They're going to collect money from the ratepayers and then give it back. I don't understand. Why are you collecting it in the first place to give it back or spread it around to, you know, different entities? Mm-hmm. I just don't understand that concept. And well, then, you know, the other part of it, press, is to increase renewables, mainly solar. Mm-hmm. Here's the issue with solar, or one of the issues. PJM, you know, the grid manager, has been accused of dragging their feet with solar and all these different things. PJM has had some real issues as to how do you deal with wind and solar, these renewables, in light of, you know, the fact that they're intermittent and of limited duration. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a real problem. So right now, standing out there ready for development, and this is PJM-wide, it's not just Pennsylvania, there's 50,000 megawatts of approved projects for wind, and so mainly solar, 50,000 megawatts. Now, and nothing's being done with it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at 50,000 megawatts, takes about 7 acres of land to produce 1 megawatt of solar. That's 350,000 acres of land. I don't know of anything in the PJM grid where there's 350,000 acres of land that are being dedicated to solar. What's even more ironic about the whole thing is to generate that much electricity, 50,000 megawatts, it would take about 130 million solar panels.
And then, yeah, you got all the maintenance on those. And
there's a more basic question. Where are the solar panels going to be made? Where are the solar panels going to be made? Mm. They're going to be made in China. That's the primary source of solar panels. And guess what fuel source they use to generate the energy to build the solar panels? Coal. So please tell me how. I know you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. It's just that there's no thought behind a lot of the stuff that goes on. Mm-hmm. My basic touchstone, and I've told many, many people this, is like I like to look at the entire carbon footprint. And what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Even nuclear. Nuclear is great at the end result. The end result is no CO2 emissions. That's fine. But what happens to get to that point over the 20-some years that it takes to build a nuclear power plant? Mm-hmm. How much emissions? The amount of concrete that goes into building a nuclear power plant is astronomical. And the manufacture of cement and concrete is one of the highest emitters of CO2 in the world. So I'm not saying I'm against it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying maybe we should really be realistic about what we're looking at and what we're doing.
Yeah, and you know, I've learned way too much about, you know, when I was covering all the turbines that went, that now a lot of those are canceled, but the turbines that were supposed to go, you know, in right off the coast of the Jersey Shore, and just talking to environmental experts, for example, who you know used to be the darlings of the left, by the way, but they would talk about, you know, all of this construction and, like you're saying, these huge cement bases. People don't realize because they say, oh, it's a little windmill out in the, no, these turbines or the solar panels, how much space they take. This is why we appreciate you, Senator Yaw, because you bring forth a common sense, aspect to it. And I think that's just what we want as Pennsylvanians. We all want clean air and clean water. And that's why I asked you about solar. You've put forth proposals to try to have, what I infer from you is that you want a hybrid between, the technology that's up and coming, to incorporate that, but that it's not a dominant source.
It can't be. One of the issues, the biggest issue right now is the technology. We don't have the technology to do a lot of these things. People think it through their head or say, oh, well, let's just do this. We'll have battery storage. Okay. The battery storage as a backup for solar is a great idea, but we don't have the technology right now to be able to make that a meaningful input into the power grid. Maybe in, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, something like that, we do. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we don't now. And I get so frustrated when I hear people talk about, we're going to look into this, meaning we're going to study it. Well, this is, paralysis by analysis is what it is, because when you study something, they keep studying it to death.
Yeah.
Our problem is we need to be building. We should have been building 5 years ago, and we're not. And now I tell people, I don't think that the outlook for Pennsylvania is real good for the next 5 to 10 years. And the reason for that is this. Even if we said, okay, we are going to build a combined cycle gas-fired generation plant, which are the right now it's the cleanest and the quickest option that we have to provide electric power. And if we were ready to build today, the backlog for ordering equipment is 5 years or more. So even if we started today, and if you don't have your order in, you're looking at 5 years down the road to even, bring anything online. And all those factors are further complicated. Throw AI and data centers into the mix, and we have a real problem. I mean, that's what's happening.
Well, is there a way to expedite that? I mean, even to get some federal help, maybe with a guy who's, in the Oval Office right now and working through Senator McCormick. You know what I mean? Is there a federal or national, way to try to expedite or get that equipment?
The answer is no, because it's just a matter of producing it. Now, I understand some of the facilities are ramping up their production. Mm-hmm. But, to produce these mega pieces of equipment takes considerable equipment in and of itself. So it's not like, okay, we're producing, five this month, next month we're going to produce 10. The factories need to be expanded and everything. I mean, this is not like, something you put on one truck and, haul it around. These are major elements that are weigh hundreds of thousands of tons, and to produce those and get them in place is like it's amazing. And I've heard about the people. A lot of the data centers knew where they were going to go. They were mm-hmm. going to produce their own power and not rely on what was in the grid. They have orders in, and they're the first in line, and that's where the equipment's going to go. And I understand that. I'm worried about what happens to the ordinary customer like you and me, and what happens at home. Do I have enough electricity at home? Data centers are great. I think it's a great business investment for Pennsylvania and everything, but we don't have the power alone on our in our grid to service some of these data centers. And, when they start taking power or buying power directly, a certain amount of power from power plants, that becomes an issue I think that we need to address.
And so with this, Senator Jean Yaw, thank you for giving us your time and really taking us through this, as it's critical, and especially because when I think about Pennsylvania and our competitive advantage in the nation and even in the world, quite frankly, energy is our thing. I mean, this is our wheelhouse. We should own this, right, as a competitor, as a competitive state. And so is the fact that Governor Josh Shapiro clearly, if you listen to the back channels and, even watch his actions, clearly has higher ambitions for higher office, presidential ambitions. Does that actually help Pennsylvania? In other words, he did not totally do the ban on fracking like some of his Democrat counterparts. You think of Kathy Hochul and whatnot. Is that in and of itself an advantage for us?
It could be, but I don't think he's been lukewarm on everything. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really. In my opinion, and I've said this repeatedly, what Pennsylvania needs, and your observation about where Pennsylvania is with energy is absolutely right on. I have said this many, many times. Pennsylvania, in my opinion, has the most diverse energy portfolio of any state in the country. We have everything. We've got gas. We've got nuclear. We have coal. We have geothermal. We've got hydro. You name it. Pennsylvania has it. And I think we're the only state that has a mix like that. We are the second largest gas producer in the United States. That means we're one of the largest natural gas producers in the world. Do we act like it? In my opinion, the answer is no. I think we should be out there shouting it from the rooftops. Hey, here's what Pennsylvania has. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to unleash. We're going to unleash the natural gas industry. We're going to go that route. We're going to encourage production. We're going to encourage the development of businesses that rely on natural gas. We have at least another 100 years worth of supply at minimum. Now, is something else going to come along? Probably. But right now, that's where we are, and we should be promoting that. I need it. All I'm looking for is a cheerleader for Pennsylvania to say, come to Pennsylvania to do business. We have more energy, and we're a net exporter, but come here to do business. We should have people lined up at the border. And that's probably a bad analogy. We should have people lined up at the border waiting to get into Pennsylvania to do business. And we don't. And some of the things are just the wishy-washy policies that we have. Like, Reggie's hanging out there. Yeah. It's been hanging out there for 5 years. Yeah. It has really affected the development of energy generation in Pennsylvania. And, that's my frustration with the whole thing. There's so much more we could be doing. And environmentally, our emissions are some of the lowest since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution.
Which is amazing.
I mean, everything's a plus and going in the right direction, and we're just not pursuing it.
Well, State Senator Jean Yaw, we really appreciate you're always generous with your time. I could listen to you all day because you have such a common sense attitude. I think if they listen to you a little bit more, we could solve a lot of issues. And I know my PICO bill would be a lot lower. So thank you so much, Senator Yaw. Really appreciate you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.